It's great to see you again. Thanks so much for joining us.
No, thanks for having me.
We just heard Jess talking about where things stand right now down in D.C., Senate leadership saying that they have reached a short-term extension. What do you think of that deal?
Yeah, so I think it's reasonable. Clearly, look, this is an economic crisis of the Democrats' own making. They've known for 2 years this was coming, never passed a budget, never lifted a finger to have bipartisan conversations. So our view is, look, they've lit their economic house on fire. They've been waiting for the Republicans to put it out. But it seems to me what Leader McConnell has done is give them a hose, buy them some time. But at the end of the day, one, it's important to lift the debt ceiling. And two, it's important. In fact, it's an obligation of Democrats to do this.
Representative, it's always good to see you. When we talk about the debt ceiling, before we dive deep into that, we have to talk about that $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill, whether it's going to be 1.5 or 3.5, because if some of the tax increases go through, I think it's the Joint Committee on Taxation put out analysis which shows all Americans are going to get hit with a bit of a higher tax bill. Is that getting lost in this discussion?
It is. I think there's about four different ways within at least the House Democrat Ways and Means bill that lower and middle income families get hit with tax hikes. Certainly what Joint Committee on Taxation, our official scorekeeper, says is that many low and middle income families will begin seeing tax increases next year. It will grow even larger over time. There are, of course, tobacco and vaping taxes, a number of taxes on small businesses that will certainly land on lower income and middle income workers as well. I think that has gotten lost in this debate, but more and more people are starting to understand this is all in there. The president is breaking his pledge here.
Congressman, what do you think that this could potentially then do to the economic recovery? I guess how significantly do you see this potentially slowing things down?
Yeah, Shannon, I believe this sabotages our economic recovery. No country has ever imposed trillions of tax hikes, especially on local Main Street businesses, just as they're trying to work their way out of an economic crisis. In this case, an unprecedented crisis. This will, no doubt, it will cost, we think, up to 3 million U.S. jobs, drive many of them overseas, five devastating taxes on small businesses. That's going to slow the recovery along Main Street. And then, of course, there is incentives for the jobless not to return to work, both within the child tax credit and the Obamacare subsidies. That's a real worry for businesses because looking to this jobs report tomorrow, you know, businesses large and small simply can't find the workers they need. It's slowing the recovery, but it's driving prices up too.
Are there ways, though, to create incentives, whether by means testing or other ways, that the lowest income folk in our society get some assistance so that they can have childcare so that they can then go to work? Would that be a way to get some kind of resolution and compromise on this?
Well, the good news is Congress has already approved in a bipartisan way, you know, tens of billions of dollars in childcare that have yet to be spent that if we're done wisely at the state level, could address this without creating a new entitlement on childcare that, frankly, we can't afford over time. Also, you've got to get the incentives right. When the child tax credit, which Republicans created in 1997, both to help families with the cost of raising children, but also as an incentive to reconnect to work, this new approach is to do away with that requirement to work or have earnings. It actually encourages more to stay out of the workforce. That is, again, we're not going to see the recovery. That's going to be really tough on our Main Street businesses. So I think they've got the incentives wrong economically and from our labor shortage as well.
So we know that Congress potentially will debate those issues. But back to the debt ceiling. During the Trump administration, it was raised three times. What's different now than when it was raised three times prior, and other administrations have raised it?
Yeah.
I mean, there's the argument that we're covering debt that we already accrued.
Well, it is one. It's a fair question that you just asked. I think the difference is, each time the Republican raised it, we started early in conversations with Democrats on how best to do it. not that they always did. In 2018, Speaker Pelosi and 119 Democrats voted to shut down the government, default on debt, and delay disaster relief. Basically, they said, you have the House, the Senate, and the White House. It's your responsibility to do that. So we're seeing that replayed here. But I also think the difference is there were discussions. I have urged Treasury Secretary Yellen, who I think has the respect and credibility, to come forward with the framework. Let's have a discussion, not just about raising the debt ceiling, but how do we together tackle these huge mounds of national debt? Even more so, this is also raising the debt ceiling about more spending over the next couple of years. And as you know, whether it's $1.5 trillion or $3.5 trillion, a lot of damage can be done there.
And Congressman, there's also been questions about why we even have a debt ceiling. We heard that from Jamie Dimon yesterday when he was talking with President Biden. He was saying we should get rid of the debt ceiling. We don't need to have this kind of brinkmanship every couple of years. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, it is an uncomfortable vote for members of Congress, no question about it. I kind of like that uncomfortableness. When you're continuing to drive up debt, don't have a game plan to getting back to either a balanced budget or living within your economic growth, this has forced both parties to have those conversations. I think, frankly, it's needed more than ever. My complaint is that Congress waits too late to address it. That's where I could create some reforms requiring them to address this much sooner in the cycle.